All right, so we're up to sort of in the middle of Mishnah Beis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. So Nachum, let's just chaz the Mishnah quickly, and then we'll pick it up. So again, Rabbi Gamliel ben Aish, Rabbi Yudan Nasi Omer, Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yudan Nasi, said, Yafa Talmud Torah Derech Eretz. That it's good. It's Yafa, it's beautiful, it's a good thing. Talmud Torah, learning Torah with Derech Eretz, with working. Shigia Shnei Mishkachas Oven. The toil of both makes a person forget about avers, right? That's what the Mishnah said. And the Mishnah continues, V'chol tar she'eni ma malacha, any learning that doesn't come along with malacha, saifa b'teila, ends up becoming batal, ends up stopping v'geras oven, and actually increases avers. That's what that's the Mishnah said. Okay, so let's see. So we're on page Memches, yeah? U'mash umber b'mishnah yofi. Right, so the Kamarna says like this. So the language of the Mishnah was, again, Rabbi Gamliel said, Yafa Talmud Torah Derech Eretz. That it's beautiful. It's Yafa Talmud Torah with Derech Eretz. Again, the effort of both makes a person forget about it there. So this is what he says. Mashar Mishnah Yafa, that which the Mishnah uses this language of Yafa, the Fishu Inyan Yafa Af Noyim, because it's taka a beautiful, lichtige thing. It's a beautiful, sweet experience. So he says on a deeper level, the inyan of Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz, again, Silv Pshat Talmud Torah Derech Eretz means that you're learning and you're also working. But he says on a deeper level, it means Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. It means that whatever it is that you're involved with in life, which is Derech Eretz, working, everything that goes along with living, you should see Torah in it. It should be Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. And when a person lives like that, it's Yafa. Then life is beautiful, and life is sweet. The experience is beautiful. So he says like this. He explains a little bit more. Lasik b'tayra, u'liyach yishma yisbar kol ma'isav, means to learn Torah, obviously, but also to unite Hashem's name in all your activities. U'bizah ha'tayra hu b'tayich derech eretz. By doing so, then the Torah is found within the derech eretz that you're involved in. Shekam ba'oske b'derech eretz, that even while you're involved with derech eretz, mala oiseis ha'Torah, you uplift the letters of Torah that are there. Ki b'kol davar yesh oiseis ha'Torah. Right? There's a lot of Svarim talk about this idea, right? The Zohar says famously that the Rebbeinu looked into the Torah and created the world, right? So it doesn't just mean that it was modeled after the Torah. It means that's what Mitzias is. That's what reality is. Reality is letters of the Aleph Beis, letters of Torah, letters of the Ratzon, expressions of what Hashem wants. That's what reality is. So when a person is involved with Derech Eretz with that intention of realizing that what you're involved with right now is the word of Hashem. What you're involved with right now is Hashem Yisbarach himself, Kiviyachal. That's called finding the Torah in Derech Eretz. And then it becomes a Yafa experience. V'zeo Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. Be'es oska b'derech Eretz. That while you're involved with working and so on, Mekayim v'loy min ha-Torah, you're fulfilling and learning Torah. You're involved with Torah. It's just all different layers, right? So when you actually open a sefer, it's the words of Torah on a pretty open, revealed level. And then when you're involved with life, so you're also involved with Torah, just on a more physical level, right? Even on a very pashut thing, Belsky used to say that everyone's always in the base medrash. He says, you drink a cup of water, so you make a shakel. I mean, means that very, very fast and very, very quickly, in your mind, you have to paskin a shayla, right? You have to say, well, you have to make a shakel on a cup of water. It's an easy question with an easy answer, but everything, you're always involved with, whenever you're making the decision what to do and how to do it, that means that you're dealing with Torah. So it's just expanding the base medrash, So you're finding Torah in the Derech Eretz. So you're working, you're trying to do it properly, do the right thing, make a Kiddush Hashem, everything according to Halacha, that means that you're involved with learning. And that means it's not just like you're using Torah to guide you in the work. That's what the work is. The work is just a Torah experience. That's what it is. It's a tangible, physical, it's like you could learn about an ox goring, another ox, whatever it is. Or you could also experience it. Not that anyone should have their ox gore another ox. You understand? But like, when you go through life and like you always have to figure out what the right thing is, that means that you're involved with Torah. Yeah, exactly. Halicha Sayyidullah. Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same base measures.
What's the difference between the Halacha
So it's machlokes in terms of how to, again, because there is a difference in terms of how much open and reveal the Torah is, for sure. And so the question is practically how the person sets their schedule, which we've mentioned many, many times. But at the end of the day, it's madrigas and its layers being peeled away of what Torah is. But either way, it's the same. It is Torah at the end. So he says, right? So again, it's all different levels, right? So he's talking about on a very high level with Yichudim and thinking about Hashem's names in the things that you're doing, right? Everything is you know, a table is not a table is a table, but a table is as a the Hebrew name for something is not just the identification of it; it's the way in which the soul of the way in which the Torah the table comes to the world is through the letters Shin Lamed Ches Nun, through the word Shulchan. So, like by the Mekubalim, when they're sitting by a table, they can literally just meditate on the letters Shin Lamed Ches Nun. And there's even like by Rishonim, there's such an idea of like taking those letters and manipulating them to become like names of Hashem. Every letter you can do that. There's no in Aleph Beis. That's what's unique. One of the unique things to Aleph Beis is that there's no letter that's just its own. Every letter is made of parts, right? An aleph is a yod and a vav and a yod. And a yod is like two vavs also. Every letter can be manipulated like that, right? So there's such a thing. You could take letters and reconfigure them to remind yourself that that you're not sitting by a table, you're sitting by Hashem, right? So again, that's a very, very high level, right? But even on a more basic level, sitting by a table, what am I doing at the table? How this table is demanding of it being used for Torah, of being used for good things, for the will of Hashem. So you learn by the table, you eat by, you make brachas, you have a good interaction with another yid by the table. That's called uplifting the letters of Torah that's in the table. So he says, ukiyotze, these types of ideas, yidul maskilim, it's known to those that when you're involved with both together, that's a great thing. It weakens the strength of the Yetzihara. It's interesting because then the Yetzihara doesn't get any pleasure from what you're doing. So it's like when you're doing something that's involved with Derech Eretz, sometimes the Yetzihara can enjoy that too, right? But when you're involved with it in Derech Eretz, with the consciousness that this is Torah, this is the Ratzon of Hashem, and I'm just trying to do Hashem's will right now, I'm just trying to be a good boy and do the right thing, then the Yetzer Hara doesn't get any pleasure from it. And when the Yetzer Hara, you know, when you're sort of starving it to death, you know, when you're eating and you eat with brachas and you eat properly and you have in mind that I'm eating in order to be healthy and well and to have a good life and to enjoy myself in order to be a good Jew, and the same Hashem that gives us the Torah, the same Hashem gave me this food in order to consume it properly, in order to then serve Him and do mitzvahs and so on, then guess what? All that energy goes to the Eitz HaTov. It doesn't go to the Eitz HaRa. And then slowly but surely, Eitz HaRa gets very skinny and eventually fades away. Huh? Harga B'tainis. Yeah, that's different malachim. There's different ways to do that, but that's...
He killed the Eitz HaRa by starving.
Stuffered it. Yeah. Shekol derachah l'shem shemayim. Yeah. So we'll go a few more minutes. So k'may shemazir al derech eretz. Shekashim ha-tayra. So until now, he was focused on making sure there's Torah in derech eretz. Right? That's the idea. So you're involved with life. Make sure you remind yourself that there's Torah in there. That every single experience that you're doing is basically like you're in the base medrash, figuring out how to do it, what to do, and that's why Hashem gave you the situation in order for you to, you know, sort of unearth the Dvar Hashem, the words of Torah, in it. So that's called infusing Torah in Derech Eretz. But he says, mazir al Derech Eretz, yikashim Torah. Just like the Mishnah is telling us to be careful to make sure there's Torah with your Derech Eretz, kei mazir leisek haTorah. So too, the Tana is also warning us to make sure there's Derech Eretz with the Torah. What does that mean? K'maysh omer meron eliki raviso Baal Shem. So there's a statement that's brought down from Baal Shem Tov, that kol echad miYisrael chayv lasek b'tal malachas. Every single Jew has to be involved with the lametes malachas, right? Lametes malachas doesn't just mean like regarding Shabbos; it means involved with fixing the world. Everyone has to be involved with fixing the world and being involved with the world. Everyone, levar birurim, to sift things, to clarify. Everyone has to. Every neshama was sent here to fix the world. And that happens through keeping Hashem in mind and like we said before, finding the Torah in Derech Eretz. For example, if a person plants, if you're a farmer and you plant, so when you're Zareya, when you're planting, so if you're a farmer, instead of just planting a seed stamazai, you can think, well, it says in Pasuk, or Zeru Latzadik, that Hashem plants light for the Tzadik. So when I'm planting my seeds, I'm davening, that Hashem should give light to Tzadikim. That type of thing. So it's like it's an example of taking a physical activity, turning it into a tefillah, turning it into like an avoda, right? The Kamarna says an example. He says other places he writes this. Let's say a person's thirsty, right? They drink a cup of water. So you make a bracha, gevaldik. He says more than that. You could have in mind when you drink the cup of water, Hashem, I was thirsty, and now I'm drinking this cup of water. Now I feel satiated. I feel my thirst is quenched. Hashem, call yourself thirsty. The world's thirsty. The world's thirsty for Mashiach. The world's thirsty for Shefa, for Brachas. And just as I'm drinking this cup of water and I'm quenching my thirst, Hashem, you should quench the thirst of all of the Jewish people and all of creation. So again, it's not easy to think that every single time you drink a cup of water, but that's a model. Like, that's called finding the Torah in the Derech Eretz, you understand? So says the commander, just like you have to do that to find the Torah in the Derech Eretz, so someone that's involved with Torah also has to find the Derech Eretz in the Torah. In other words, he has to have in mind that when he's learning, he's also fixing the world. In other words, when you're fixing the physical world, you have to have in mind that you're also fixing the spiritual world. And when you're involved in fixing the spiritual world, you have to also have in mind that this should fix the physical world. In other words, there should be, if I'm learning, it should be a schos for Yidden to have a refuah, to have Yeshua, to have a pranasa. And I have to believe that when I'm involved with Torah, that is also filtering down to this world to make this place better. And you have in mind that it's not just selfish, and it's not just like your own like inner space, but you're bringing Derech Eretz into the Torah. You understand? So it's Torah in Derech Eretz. When you're involved in Gashmias, to remind yourself that just like you're making the physical world a better place, right? Through your business, through your involvement, through drinking a cup of water, that's also it could be a spiritual endeavor. You have to think of it like that. So the same thing also when you're involved in spiritual matters, to remind yourself that it's also it should also bring bracha to the world. So he says, v'sholulai. So the Baal Shem Tov once said this, that every yid has to be involved with lamates malachas, you know, with making the world a better place, fixing things. V'sholulai talmid chacham. So v'sholulai. So they asked the Baal Shem Tov, what about a Talmud Chacham she'aska b'Torah? Let's say a Talmud Chacham that's basically sitting and learning all day. Ma'yasa. So he's not involved with business. What does he do? For Omar, so he said, Yasa yichud mehem be'es aska b'dinei v'alacha shem halacha selu. So he has to have in mind, said the Baal Shem Tov, when he's learning about the halachas of business, right, or the halachas of things of this world, he has to have in mind that it should create those unifications. It should have its effect also. So he's not just keeping it in the spiritual, but it also should have an effect. Should also have an effect. Liyachadais and Basharshan by De Tal Torah, Ulvar Birurim, that the Lamates Malachas, also the word Lamates is Tal, which means the do. Right? Do Tal is do. So there's a statement of Chazal that when the Torah came down, the Torah came, Chazal have a lashon that the Torah came with Tal Torah, the do of Torah. So it's like, why is it called the do of Torah? Because Tal is Lamates, right? So just like there's Lamates Malachas, there's the Tal of Torah. It's just that when you're involved with these endeavors in Torah, it's more Tal. It's beautiful. It's delicious. It's nice. Whereas Lamates Malachas is a little bit harder. But ultimately, everyone is partnering with each other. That's the idea over here. That like the Yisachar and the Zvulun. People think of this as like a partnership in terms of finances. It's much more than that. They're both involved with the same endeavor. Right, the person that's working physically has to remind himself that what his physical work is a spiritual activity, and the person involved with the spiritual activity has to remind himself that this also has to result in physical payers and physical activities. This is all part of when a person learns Torah Lishma, then you have these thoughts. So he says, Yesh malacha im atayra. That's called having malacha with the Torah. Shari nivermen malachim v'shamayim chadosh and verse chadosh. Literally creates new realities, and the Torah that you're learning creates a new blessed world. Kol mikol malachis, that contains all the malachis, that contains all the activities, all the things that need fixing. Avos shloy lishma, but if a person is learning shloy lishma, then Omer Ve'ena Oisa, then the person learns, but it doesn't really accomplish much because it's all with the ego and so on. So it has much less of an effect. When a person learns Torah Lishma, a person learns Torah for the right reasons to, you know, to connect to Hashem and to bring brachas to the world, then the Torah has malacha in it, and the Torah is able to accomplish great things. But he says, but again, so the Mishnah said, however, if a person learns a Torah she'eni mamalacha, the Torah that doesn't have work in it, in other words, the person is learning Torah shelo lishma for their own selfishness, their own ego, they're not thinking about fixing reality, spiritual, they're not thinking all that stuff. So lachin soifa b'teil, it ends up becoming lost. The Torah becomes lost. Why? Because at some point you lose steam, right? If a person's learning for their own selfish reasons, so then it's at some point, whatever you're expecting to gain out of the Torah, turns out you didn't get it. So you sort of lose momentum. When a person's learning Torah Lishma for Hashem's sake, then it doesn't, you don't lose momentum. So that's also the Gereris Oven. And when a person also learns Torah without Malacha, it's selfish and so on, it brings the Yetzara. It actually feeds the Yetzara. Shemagbar Olva Yetzar, Famidus Rois. It increases the Yetzara and bad Midos. Samamavis, like the Torah becomes a poison, right? It could be a poison if a person's learning selfishly. That's the meaning of what the measure says, a crazy statement. That work is greater more than even schus avos, the merit of the fathers. The meichin, the spiritual enlightenment and the consciousness that you could be zoichet to by doing malacha, by working, but having in mind that there's Torah in your work, and by learning Torah and having in mind that the Torah that you're learning should produce good things for Klal Yisrael, you'll be zeichet to higher meichin and better, like a better headspace than even a person would get just from like schus avos. The fact that you're coming from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, which is a schus, if you learn Torah with malacha and malacha with Torah, you get much better headspace than even schus avos. That's the measure says. Okay, I guess we'll stop with this measure tomorrow. Move on to the next piece. Oh, yeah.